FM News Talk 97.1 on demand audio.
All right, let's get to our guest, please. The doctor is in.
Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and a statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And
you know, I'm not sitting here as some little woman standing by my man like Tammy Wynette.
Dr. Tobler, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Boy, I'm uplifted by both the young vocalists you played this morning. It's amazing.
Isn't it awesome, that little girl singing the national anthem? She's only seven. And then this Kennedy Holmes, a 13-year-old who's been on a lot of people's radar for a while because she's been at the Muni and some other stuff here in St. Louis. So she was on The Voice.
Else. Yeah, you know, you were talking about the names of the various shows. I think that there's going to be a Netflix special that's going to recap what's going on and what will go on here on Thursday, and they'll call it America's Got Jackals, featuring Chuck Schumer and Dianne Feinstein. I mean, the bloodlust out there, Mark, is amazing, and it's funny. It's good. It's good for the conservative/Republican cause. I mean, that Gallup poll saying that Republicans are now it's 1 point, but more favorable than they've been just in a generic, who do you like, Republicans or Democrats, in the last 7 years.
Yeah.
Republicans are up there, and I think this is a perfect example, again, of naked hypocrisy and absolute power combining to ruin what is already, we think, a tarnished brand, but it's tarnishing it right in middle America. The Democratic brand is being tarnished right where the midterms need it to be tarnished in terms of keeping the House and the Senate.
Well, and getting people fired up. I mean, and in that case, it backfires on the left, who, Randy, I don't know if you heard if you saw the clip earlier, but the Texas Senator Cruz screamed out of a restaurant last night.
Well, that's just following that pattern where, people get rushed out of restaurants up. Who was it? Sanders? Huckabee Sanders up in, the president's spokesman.
Right.
And, of course, who is it? Pam Bondi down in Florida. One after another, conservatives are being just, jackaled out of these places. And it just, I loved it. I want to see more of that, Mark. Between now and November 6th, I just want to see good, hard-hitting, but good, honest, ready for a fair debate, Republicans and conservatives just do exactly what Ted Cruz and what the others have done. Just quietly. It's almost like civil obedience. It's the Republican version of Martin Luther King. It's like, we're not protesting anything. We're just trying to have our, risotto balls and, with some pesto sauce. And I don't know what you guys are about, but go ahead. I love it. I mean, it's the best thing that could happen because most common sense, even-minded Americans are going to go, what in the devil has happened to these people? They have lost their ever-loving minds. I mean, Antifa and the Republican and the Democrats that support them. It's good. It's good for the conservative cause.
It's a good thing. I think, you and I've seen through it for a while now, but maybe it takes a little while longer for that to soak in. It's motivation more than anything else, right? You've got to get people to realize that the Texas race is a good example of it. This Beto O'Rourke, who apparently, I guess he's a congressman down in Texas who's running against Ted Cruz, in Texas, that has traditionally been a strong red state since, before George W. Bush down there. And this guy's he's a pro $15 an hour minimum wage guy. He wants Medicaid for all or Medicare for all. He wants free health care. He wants open borders. And he's in a dead heat with Ted Cruz. What's going on in this world?
Well, I'm hoping it's fake polls.
I do,
and
too.
Maybe it'll be a redo of 2016. Because it goes back to what I was talking about. I think that while these issues are the ones that do frighten you when people actually think about them, I think people are going to connect some dots. The middle of the road in terms of the body politic, and those are the ones that are going to make the difference here. It's not the Bernie Sanders folks on the left, and it's not you and I and others on the right who we know who we're going to support in these elections. It's that middle of the road. It's that group that one election votes for Obama, the next election votes for Trump. And well, if they put two and two together and they see, wait a minute, I see the way these people are behaving in terms of their support of these absolutely ludicrous and politicized and weaponized issues of sexual assault, never mind whether it's truth or not. The politicization and the weaponization of them has to turn people off. And when they connect that turnoff and that abuse of power and that corruption of absolute power with what the devil would happen to their mandatory this that would shut wage, that would shut down the business that they want to work for, the Medicare for all, which will result in mediocrity medical care for all, I think they'll begin to put that together. And it's a theme that the Republicans need to beat on heavily and often.
Tucker Carlson pointed out last night that he sees a country sliding towards socialism. You see more and more people gaining popularity within the Democratic Party. But he said the other thing that makes that start to happen a little faster is when we abandon what has been a been around since English common law, which is a presumption of innocence. And now the Democrats, with these allegations, particularly against Brett Kavanaugh, have moved toward a presumption of guilt. Listen to what he said last night, and you get the impression of what the left is really after here.
He's saying Judge Kavanaugh has a responsibility to come forward with evidence to rebut the charges. Do you or don't you think that's a fair standard?
I do think that, yes, if we're going to have this conversation about whether or not these things happened, and he doesn't want an FBI investigation, which, by the way, he does not, then sure, yes, he's going to have to actually say something.
Okay, so if I accuse you of something with no physical evidence or eyewitnesses, which is what she has done from 36 years ago, and it's a sex crime that would destroy your reputation and hurt your family, you now have a moral obligation or a responsibility, as Senator from Connecticut says, to rebut that? That's what you're saying?
You have an obligation, yes, to defend yourself. Now,
it is. It's what this Senator Hirono's called for. It's what Senator Blumenthal's called for. The assumption has to be, when it comes to sexual assault charges from 36 years ago, that the accuser is correct and the accused party is guilty.
Absolutely. And I mean, Harry Reid did it a few years ago to Mitt Romney when he just came out and said, Mitt Romney doesn't pay his taxes. I have evidence to that. Really? And it turned out to be true. And when Mitt Romney was asked later, when Harry Reid was asked later, well, how do you feel about that? And all he did was with that slimy jackal Democratic smirk say, we won, didn't we? You know, and unfortunately, these people will just stop at nothing. The Democratic Party and the left in general will stop at nothing to achieve their goals. And the American folks are onto it. They get it. They absolutely get the miscarriage of justice here. And I only hope that Brett Kavanaugh is saving his best stuff, his inner Clarence Thomas, for Thursday. And I hope he disembowels and rips asunder the Dianne Feinsteins and the Blumenthals and the Cory Bookers. I hope that he is Spartacus on Thursday.
Wow. Well said. And he was pretty laid back and reserved last night in that Fox interview, but I hope he's ready for battle on Thursday. We're going to need that Brett Kavanaugh, that's for sure. Randy Tobler,
What do the ladies say about my wife had an interesting take, and wonder what your wife and the ladies in the studio think. I'm interested in the women's take on this because, you know, they were talking. My wife said, you know, I think he was hurt. I think he's so wounded. I was like Judge Knapp afterwards, you know, was saying, oh man, I want to see more visceral reaction. I want to see righteous indignation. My wife said, I just think he's hurt. I think he's just mortally wounded. And I hope that he can put some of that aside and just take off the gloves on Thursday.
Mortally wounded as a candidate for this position?
As a man, as a person.
As a man and a husband, yeah.
You watched it. What do you think?
I don't know. What do you think, Denise?
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. I probably wouldn't. Probably not that strong of a reaction. But I think that you feel for him as far as he is hurt, and he's hurting for his, not only himself, but for what his putting, you know, what this is doing to his wife and to his family. And, you know, as a man, I would imagine, you know, your integrity, obviously everyone's integrity means so much to them, your reputation. And it's definitely in a bad place.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I felt almost like there was a sense of like embarrassment almost that he had to go through all of it.
Not that he
should be embarrassed, but.
Trisha sounds like she's on the other end of your wife and I'm somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, I just hope he takes off the gloves and, has I'm sure they're working up some great phrase like high tech lynching.
Oh, my God.
They need to do it.
He doesn't seem to be that kind of a person, though. No. I mean, I don't see like a gloves off type of personality from him. So it's more like
a protection
mode. You know, I want to protect myself and my family.
Yeah.
Randy, thanks for your time.
As always, enjoy it.
We will listen again Saturday morning, my friend. Thank you. All right. Dr. Randy Tobler there, 6 to 9 every Saturday morning here on FM News Talk 97.1.